Now when we come to chapter 32 here, and it's another very wonderful chapter, Jeremiah's in prison. And even though he's in prison, he buys real estate. Now we are told here, and the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. You see how he pinpoints this now? This is in the 10th year of Zedekiah. This is the year that Nebuchadnezzar breached the walls of Jerusalem and destroyed it. For then the king of Babylon's army besieged Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison, which was in the king of Judah's house. It's a dark day, you see. Here this man, Jeremiah, is in prison, and Nebuchadnezzar's about ready to get into the city and destroy it. Now, this man, Jeremiah, he had a relative by the name of Hanamel, and verse 7, "Behold, Hanamel, the son of Shalem, thine uncle, shall come unto thee, saying, Buy thee my field that is in Anathoth, for the right of redemption is thine to buy it." And the interesting thing is, verse 9, he says, "And I bought the field." Now, this was the time to sell real estate. And I have a notion that the real estate dealers in Jerusalem and in that surrounding country were really dumping all the real estate they possibly could. But this man, Jeremiah, bought it. Now, at the darkest time, he buys real estate. Why does he do it? To let these people know that he believes they're going to return back to that land, which they did return back to that land. And he bought this real estate. I think this is a remarkable passage of Scripture. And then you have the prayer of Jeremiah, beginning here in verse 16. He says, "Now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase under Baruch the son of Neriah, I prayed unto the Lord, saying, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven, the earth, by thy great power, stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee." Now, he's got a question that's too hard for him, and he's bringing it to the Lord. "Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, recompense the iniquity of fathers unto the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. Great in counsel and mighty." Now, he says, "And thou hast brought forth thy people," verse 21, "now, out of Israel, out of the land of Egypt, with signs, wonders, strong arm." Verse 22, "And hast given them this land which thou didst swear to their fathers." Verse 23, "And they came in and possessed it." Verse 24, "Behold, the mounts, they are coming to the city to take it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans that fight against it." Verse 25, "And thou hast said unto me, O Lord God, buy thee the field for money and take witnesses, for the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans." And this man now has a question, and I mean a real question. And Jeremiah's no hypocrite. You know, there are a lot of Christians today that are hypocritical in their actions. You know, something comes to them and they become very pious and they say, "Oh, I just trust the Lord, and the Lord has let this come, and I accept it." And they don't accept it. They cry out to him, and they complain about it, you see. And they ask him why. Now, my friend, there's nothing wrong in asking why. Just don't try to cover up and say how pious you are. If you have a doubt or a question, go talk to the Lord about it. He wants you to. Don't give this front today that so many pious people do. "Oh, I've committed this to the Lord." You haven't committed it to the Lord. You say, "Oh, I trust him." You don't trust him. You've got question marks as high as the moon, and you have no answer. Oh, my friend, God says now, and he comes in and speaks to this man, Jeremiah, and he says to him, "Jeremiah, you can trust me. I will bring these people back to this land. I'm carrying forth my purpose in the world." Oh, my friend, to be able to go to God and then have God encourage our hearts. Let him know how you feel.